A Problem Shared with Tony and Val on Kerry Today.
Yeah, Tony and Val McGinley with us on the line. Good morning to both of you and thanks for joining us again.
Good morning.
Good morning, Jerry.
Now, we're going to start with a query that's coming to us here. It says, my mother is 70 years of age, but she still drives a good deal. On a few occasions, I've noticed her being somewhat careless and it scares me to bit. My husband told me to avoid getting into the car with her. On a couple of trips with her, she saw me tensing up and called me out on it. She said that she's never had an accident. I'd like to know how I should deal with this sort of a situation. This is a tricky
okay.
one.
What jumps out of me is scared me to bits and my husband told me to avoid getting into the car with her. Now, apropos the news item that you were talking about, what I would do with the situation, I would do two things. First of all, there's a thing called narrative driving. And narrative driving is where and I've engaged in it myself to sharpen my wits. Like, there's a blue car behind me. I can see it in the mirror. There's a parent, there's an adult with a child up ahead. Slow down, Val. You know, I'm reversing into my driveway, whatever. And I think I would on a neutral basis, tell my mother, share with my parents maybe, or my mother, that I've decided I'm going to do narrative driving for the next few months to sharpen my wits about my driving. The other thing I would do is I would not get into the car with her, and I certainly wouldn't put my children into the car with her if this listener has children. And I think I would tell my mother, that, you know, Mom, I've reached a decision. I've decided because I have experienced some carelessness on your part when driving, and I've made a decision that I will not be getting into the car with you anymore, or I will not allow the children to get into the car.
Does it depend, Val, on how alarming the mistakes or the carelessness is? Because if you're saying that you're kind of passing comment on her driving, maybe this, if you go down the road of discouraging her from driving, that has a big impact on her independence and could have a knock-on impact.
It sure does, Jerry. You have to. I actually remember a roundabout in Tralee where I'm going to say it, an older man just drove straight through the roundabout. And fortunately, I was quick enough to stop the car. The point is, I was saying it to my son, and I said it was an older man, and he said, Mom, are you suggesting that because someone is older, you should
they can't drive
back under driving?
Yeah. Yes,
and I said, oh,
yeah.
Crikey. He was right. He was absolutely right.
Yeah.
You know, like, the car is a dangerous weapon, so I need to take responsibility when I get into it, not just for myself, not just for the people who are in the car with me, but for people in other cars and on the road.
Okay. All right, Tony?
Yeah, while generally agreeing with Val there, I'm going to take a slightly tangential approach to this thing, because there's a number of questions which aren't too clearly indicated. Well, first and foremost, the question is, how does this person deal with her mother? And I would say, first and foremost, you cannot help in a situation like this unless you are first invited to do so. To dive in and, you know, say, you're making a right mistake there can often cause tremendous, you know, reaction, basically, because we'll all react if we're challenged sort of forcefully. The other thing that I would say here is that maybe this lady who is watching her mother driving is watching her too closely. Now, she may not be, but there is the possibility that, you know, she may be spotted a few. She uses somewhat carelessness. She being somewhat careless. Now, that indicates that this isn't really a dangerous driver, and it scares her to bits. That's fair enough. But if her mother is dangerously driving distinctly, and several people have that opinion, then that's the
then it's a more of alarming issue and more intervention perhaps needed. Could it be like and just as following on from what Val said about maybe advice to help her improve her driving or maintain her driving, could it be a situation of, look, does she need glasses? Is that the issue? Is she not spotting things on the road the same way as she did? And a suggestion along those lines, an eyesight test perhaps.
That could very well be the case. And, you know, I mean, at 70 years of age, you should be getting an eye test every 2 years anyway.
Yeah, and you need to be for your license at that age anyway, as
exactly.
time goes on.
Exactly. You know, a doctor will give you a general check.
Yeah.
The other thing is the focus of the daughter on the mother. And it's very easy to get the wrong focus, very easy. And so I would question that and say, you know, get other people's opinions. And, you know, there's no harm in you know, checking out someone or asking them to look, be a little bit more aware. But this woman has never had an accident. That says something in itself.
Yeah.
And, you know, okay, we all lose attention at any age at times. You know, there's something on the radio, somebody says something, you see something out of the corner of your eye. That is enough to pull your attention away from the main focus when you're driving. And that could be the situation. So basically, while agreeing generally with Val, you know, we are driving dangerous weapons, and they've got more dangerous over the last few years because they're getting faster and so on, and more silent now with the electric cars. And, you know, so we need to be that aware. But at the other side of it, I would say it is also very, very important not to take something away from somebody. And the most important thing we have is belief in our ability. And if you take that away from somebody, it really shakes them. And so, as I said, once it's carefully thought out and once it's approached in the right direction, I'd agree, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I know I'm in my 70s and I've made two decisions. I will not drive at night anymore because things look different to me at night.
Yeah.
And I have slowed down from 100 kilometres an hour, which I take on board just because the sign says 100 doesn't mean to say
it's
I have
not a
to
target.
Go at 100.
Yeah, it's a limit.
I've slowed down to 80 kilometres. Now, I made that decision years ago because I think my reactions have slowed a little bit. But I've since learned that it saves on fuel anyway.
Yeah, it does. It's a better way to drive, that's for sure. That makes a lot of sense. Okay, stay with us. We've lots more on the way with Tony and Val after we take these.
A problem shared with Tony and Val on Kerry Today.
Yeah, we're talking with Tony and Val McGinley, talking about a problem shared. If you have questions or queries, get them into us. We have a query in here from a listener who says, since my daughter was born some months ago, I realise I'm besotted with her. Before that, my main focus was my wife, but now it's my baby daughter. I don't like it being like this, and I'm wondering what I can do about it. It's taken me a lot to admit this to myself.
Well, the first thing I'd say to that, Jerry, is that there's nothing whatsoever wrong with loving your baby daughter. And, you know, these sort of focuses happen us several times during life where we focus one way or another. And that's the first thing, my first, as it were, knee jerk to that one. If there's anything, as it were, unbetold about that focus, then you need to definitely do something. But assuming that it's just you're in love with the child and the whole thing of being a father, that's nothing wrong with that. However, I would say it's a good idea to put a little time and a little effort into helping your wife and being extra kind to her, because that's a difficult time. Giving birth in the first few months are very, very difficult. So apart from those two things, I'd say I wouldn't be worried.
Yeah, I'd agree with Tony 100% on what he says. My thoughts are like, the daughter is his own flesh and blood, the wife isn't. So I think that this guy has been absolutely normal. And I would go along with Tony said, and I would put time into my wife. Work on your marriage. Like, the marriage isn't going to sustain unless there's energy and time and love put into the marriage.
Yeah, yeah. And that's the important thing. If you ignore that because you're focusing all the time on your child, then that's where the problems can happen.
Yeah, and the other thing is, as Tony said again, giving birth and rearing a child is a huge imposition. So, like, I would be supportive of the mother in as much as I can. And the other thing I would say is that a little baby girl, I don't know how many months old, is totally vulnerable. So it's nature and it's natural that we're kind of protective of the child.
Yeah.
Because the wife can kind of protect herself, but the child can't. It's the vulnerability of the young.
Yeah, and that's the important thing. That's one of the important
things. The other thing is that these things balance out in time, and I'm sure given another month or two, it'll all balance out. That's the way I feel about it. Yeah,
and it's about getting that balance right, Tony. Time and working on the marriage, as Val suggested, as well as caring for the new arrival.
Oh, absolutely, because it's very easy, you know. And again, there's post-delivery depression to think about.
Can come in.
When you know, and so all of that needs extra special care. So, yeah, look after your wife.
Now I would take you up on that. Post-delivery depression may happen in some cases and it may not happen.
Yeah, yeah. Isn't it the thing, Val, that this is a relationship changer? Without you wanting a relationship change, a child arriving will
absolutely
change dynamics
absolutely
and everything.
Absolutely. And if the mother is also besotted with the daughter, I would be supportive of that.
Yeah, yeah, very important to take up. Okay, all right, listen, we're out of time. My thanks to both you and Tony for another great problem shared. If you have any questions or queries for Tony and Val, they'll be back with us next week at the same time.